My young again, I believe that's our room.
I know this alarm, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Llewellyn Snavely Mousy Gray, Pine Ridge's latest contribution to Class 1A, is scheduled to take his physical examination today prior to his induction into the Army. And after the rather rigorous building-up exercises that Lum and Abner put him through yesterday, there's some doubt whether he'll be able to pass the test or not. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the jot-em-down store and library. Abner is just entering.
Lum,
what is it,
Edna? My doggy's
mouth,
he done it.
Done what?
He passed his physical examination. I just now hear that over they caught us some sore.
Well, good for him.
Ain't that fine?
I know he do it. I reckon that building up we're giving yesterday done him so much good that he got through all right.
It must have. He sure got through.
Proud to hear that. Yeah, this is going to be the greatest thing that ever happened to Mousy.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, when does he leave for the Army, do you know?
Well, I believe they said day after tomorrow. Yeah, early in the morning he's leaving out.
Well, that don't give him much time to get ready, does it?
No.
They don't fool around once they get him in there. They ship him right out, don't they?
Yeah, of course. I reckon Mousy's got plenty of time at that, though, for I know he ain't got a whole lot to do to get ready.
No.
I know one thing, he won't have to take a bath before he leaves. That's the first thing they're going to do with him is put him in some water.
How do you know it is?
Well, Dick Carlson said so. He said before Mousy got into the camp, why, they'd send him to a ducking center.
Ducking center?
That's what he said, yep.
Wait a minute. You got that wrong. That ain't a ducking center. It's an inducking center.
Ah.
That means that's where they take them in and get them registered and give them uniforms and all that.
It does.
Sure, you had me scared there. I thought they were going to run him through a dipping vat the way you
thought. Well, that's what I thought, too, at first, but they said no. Well, what do they throw him in that water for him, Mom?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, now, tell me, why do they?
Abner, I ain't even going to answer that. It's too silly.
Well, it does seem sort of silly to me, too, but then I guess the Army knows what they're doing. I wouldn't want a buddy inside to tell him nothing. You know, I was just thinking of something, old Arm. You know, I believe we ought to give Mousy a farewell party. He's been such a nice feller to help us around.
That's funny. I was just thinking the same thing myself.
You are?
I believe the best thing to do is to have it at the schoolhouse. Do it upright. Let everybody in the whole community come there.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. Have a big crowd. Decorate the schoolhouse all up fancy and everything.
Yeah. Might as well call up Sister Simpson and let her take charge of it.
Yeah.
She can decorate that schoolhouse blindfolded with both hands tied behind her back. She did it some of it.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, it ain't safe to have a party and not let her be in charge of it. I can tell you that. You know how mad she is.
No, you're right about that. Oh, she loves to decorate the schoolhouse.
Yeah, she wants to be chairman of the committee. Mm-hmm. She just won't have no party.
Loves to boss folks around.
Yeah, that's what she likes to do. Boss them women around. Get them to take orders from
her. I see her now up on that stepladder and them red slacks of hers.
That ain't her size.
I reckon I better call her right away and let her get started in
there. Yeah, or two. Well, now, when are we going to have the party, Mom?
Well, if he's leaving there tomorrow, we ought to have it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That'll give us enough time to get everything ready for him. Hello, Sister Simpson. This is Mom Edder.
That's right, that Mousy.
Uh-huh. Say, Sister Simpson, me and Abner thought it'd be nice to have a party for our Mousy as long as he's going in the Army.
She might not know about it.
Yeah, he's going in. Well, he didn't know it till today himself.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Passed examination and everything.
No, we 100%, I reckon.
Oh, I don't know. We thought we ought to have it someplace where everybody in town could come. Maybe at the schoolhouse.
Oh, say good eyes.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, Lump. You better hang up the phone. Mousy's coming.
Oh, say, Sister Simpson, I got to hang up because Mousy's coming in the store. Yeah, you go ahead with the plans and I'll check with you later. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Lump. lucky thing I seen him coming.
Yeah, must be a spy.
Oh, yes, got to be a spy, sure.
Oh, wouldn't mean a thing for him to spy.
No, he won't be expecting nothing either.
Now, don't go talking too much now and give it away.
I ain't gonna talk. You know me how I can keep a secret.
Yeah, I know, and that's what's worrying me.
Huh?
Mind that,
huh? Oh, well, howdy, Mousy. Come on in.
Yeah, congratulations, Mousy.
Well, thank you, Lon.
We just heard the good news a couple of minutes ago.
Yes, sir. Oh, happy days.
Now, how does it feel being a member of Uncle Sam's army?
Well, sir, I've just been so busy, I can't hardly tell yet, Lon.
Busy, huh?
Yes, sir. You see, they gave me 48 hours to settle up all my affairs, and, well, I guess, Lon, well, I guess I'm just going to need some help after you and I came over here to talk to you.
Well, you come to the right place,
though. I hate to bother you, that's the way.
Well, I can straighten you out on stocks and bonds and debts and loans and all them finance matters.
Yeah, Lon's good at taking
care. What seems to be your main trouble now, see?
Well, it's kind of hard to say.
It is, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it sounds like it might be complicated.
Oh, it is.
Maybe we'd better sit down at the table here and get some paper and pencil and figure this thing out right.
Yes, sir. I want to do it right if I'm going in.
Now, first of all, you list all the outstanding debts you got and the money you got in the bank. And, Abner, get the phone. I think that's our ring.
Yeah, all right. I'll get it.
Let's see. Where was we at now?
Hello. Got him down at Store and Library. Hey, and everybody doing the talking.
I'm talking here. Figured
out. Oh, yeah, Sister Sampson.
Oh, careful what you say, Abner.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, patriotic decoration. Some of that there red, white, and blue button stuff, you know.
Well, tell her to call back later, Abner.
Eat? Well, sure, a lot to eat, sir. Yeah, feed him up good, you know. Yeah, all right, Sister Sampson, I'm proud you called. Yeah, goodbye.
Who's she going to feed, Abner?
Well, some fella.
What's his name?
Careful, Abner.
Let's see. Well, tell you the truth, Mousy. He ain't exactly a fella. He's more of a horse. That's what he is,
a horse.
Yeah. Sister Simpson, she bought herself a horse and want to know how to feed it, so she called me.
Gonna feed him red, white, and blue bunny?
Yeah, that's what he loves. He just loves that stuff. He's also a cutie horse, but he's patriotic, so I'll say that fine.
Abner, you better hash out.
I got out of that, didn't I?
Well, let's get this thing figured out now. See, what'd you say your outstanding debt was, huh?
Well, I didn't say long because I haven't got any.
You ain't got it.
No sense. In fact, I don't have any of those things that you mentioned there, stocks or bonds or financial things at all.
Hmm. Well, what exactly is troubling you then?
Well, see, they told me to go and settle up my affairs.
Yeah, you told us that.
But no matter how hard I try, I can't think of any affairs to settle up.
Oh, I see. Well, that's different.
Doggy, that is serious, ain't it? Reckon they'll keep Mousy out of the army on account of that?
Oh, no, I don't believe it's that serious.
No.
I think it'd look better for him, though, if we could study up at least one or two affairs he could settle up.
Well, sir, I can't notify my employer because I haven't been working.
No, you can't do that.
And I can't turn my property over to my wife because she already owns it.
No, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, Abner. Better let me get the phone this time, just in case it's you know who.
Yeah, sure. You say the wrong thing, I can get us out of it some way. I'm good at this.
Jot them down, Store and Library. Lum Edder's talking. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ought to let him do that.
Well, yeah, he's talking about that horse now, see.
Yes, sir.
Why, sure. Well, I'd suggest we just let him recite one poem, though.
Recite poem?
Oh, there's the smartest one horse I ever seen in my life.
Ma?
Little poem.
Oh, yeah, we ought to do... Yeah. We can all chip in. Well, I don't know whether he's got one or not. Maybe I can find out in a roundabout way.
Huh.
Yeah, and then I'll let you know later. All right. Goodbye.
Was that you know who, Lum?
It's just a business call.
Oh.
Nothing important to it.
Huh.
Well, have you studied up any affairs to settle yet, Mousy?
No, sir. See, I'd planned to go and say goodbye to my friend, the Hoot Owl, but I'm afraid he's flown away or moved or something. I couldn't find him.
Well, that's too bad.
Yes, sir.
Say, Mouthy, I don't know how I happen to think of this. It just popped into my head, sort of. Have you got a good valise?
Well, I've got one, Lum, but it isn't very good anymore. Why?
Oh, no reason. Just thinking, if you need one when you leave for camp, why, you can borrow mine or Abner's or something.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then you could just thought of something else. I got to make an important phone call. Business call.
Who are you going to call on?
Oh, somebody.
Ah.
Got to call a business actor about some executive business.
Well, who is it, Mom?
Hello? This is Mom again.
Wonder who he's calling.
No, he ain't. No, so go ahead and do that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Better charge it to me and Abner, too.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'll check with you later. Goodbye.
I know who that was.
It's just a business executive.
Oh.
Have you studied up anything else, Mousy?
Well, I thought of one financial matter that I still have outstanding, Lum.
Well, good. What is it?
Well, sir, I still have two chain letters out.
Chain letters?
Yes, sir. I started them about 6 years ago, and I never...